Anybody have anything to say before we start?
Welcome to the camera.
Okay, let's... We had some ideas about bundling some of the resolutions into a packet. So does anybody think that they have an idea how this could work? Or does it work? Or should it work?
Are we doing it by department? We're doing it by department, I think.
Okay. Does anybody have a motion to bundle something? Or you want to think about it?
I have a motion to bundle by committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so let's... Which one shall we bundle? Let's pick up department by department.
How about 325 through 378.
Wait a second. Let's put this down now. What did you say?
320.
I think there's already a list somewhere, isn't there, Don?
I don't.
I think 325 is being held off.
We're holding off 325 till Hector can get here.
Do you want to start with the minutes from last week?
Okay. 374 through 378.
Four, 374. 378.
375.
All Department of Social Information Services.
They're IS related. Yep. That's what he's doing.
Right. By department.
374, 375, and 378.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 374, 5, and 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
391, right?
Does that go?
Well, I would just...
Let's go by order.
First. Do it like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do those three.
Want to do those
seven.
Three?
Make right, a motion.
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, unanimously carried.
That's on the bundling. Now
right, okay,
on the
bundling.
Now you got to vote on the
right.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, move to approve by TJ, Carl seconded.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It passes.
Mm-hmm. I would do 389 separate. I would do 389 separate.
That's got to be okay. Not a contract.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's equalization, too. I think it should be...
Does anybody want to take out 3... Was it 89?
Why don't you just do that one right
now? Let's take 389 for equalization rates for the count, for the towns and the county.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
TJ moved it. Carl seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So passed.
Let's do 390. I'll move.
390, access to maximum security products, Department of Public Works.
Looking at the book we're doing.
Second.
No, that's fine.
Okay, who?
TJ.
TJ moved it. Maloney seconded it. 390. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous carry.
So service goes to 405.
Yep.
Which one is this now?
It goes 391 to 405.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to block. The offer is to block 391 to 395.
No, 405.
405, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I want to take out 392. I just want to briefly make a comment. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind, no.
Okay, so.
I moved it.
Second.
Okay, so that's the bundle.
Okay, that's the bundle. Now, on the bundle, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Unanimously passed.
Then I'll move to approve.
Did they vote on that? Okay, thank you.
Next bundle?
No, they have to vote on.
Now they got
to
vote
on
them all.
You have to vote on the bundle.
All in favor?
On the bundle.
I move to approve.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous.
Thank you.
Sorry.
406, 407, 409.
409.
410, 411, 412.
401, you did 401 in the last one.
Okay, so.
It's 13 back to.
So 406, 407, 409, 410, and 411.
And 411.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to make a motion to bundle 406, 407, 409, 410, and 411. Anybody?
So moved.
I'll move.
Second.
Mary Beth, and we'll give this one to Chris. All in favor of the bundle?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Pass unanimous.
On the bundle now. On the bundle. On all the resolutions.
That's what I thought I did.
Oh, wait, on the resolution. Was that 412?
No.
No. 411. No. 411. Stop at 411.
On the resolutions.
Yeah, move it.
Move it by TJ, second by Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Opposed? No.
Yep, now 412.
I'd like to move 412 for discussion.
Moving 412 for discussion. Go ahead.
Second, you need a second.
I did second. Second by TJ.
Okay. 412 is a contract to provide 18-bed halfway house and case management services. And I read the contract, and it's for a Sorgatys house.
Yes.
That's already existing. Sure. But if I read through the whole contract, and I think it's on page 14. I don't have the contract. But it states that the money's going to be used for various locations around Ulster County. And I don't know why that says that. And the reason why I'm questioning it is because Rehabilitation Support Services is looking to build an 18-bed residential safe house or sober house in the Esopus. And is that money going to be used? Any of that money going to be used in the Esopus? It doesn't say in the contract. And I voted no in committee because why does the contract state various locations and it's not specific?
It comes down to the funding source. I mean, this has been vetted with New York State, OASAS, the Department of Mental Health has to comply with their regs and what they pretty much tell them.
All right, I'm going to be a no on it because the contract is not specific, and I've got an issue in my town with my constituents because it's before the zoning board right now. I'm a no.
So did it pass committee?
It did pass committee. I think it was 4-1.
Okay, so if you have a zoning exclusion.
No. I'm not saying I have a zoning exclusion.
Well, if it comes to pass.
I don't like...
I don't like the contract.
And
right. I understand what you're saying.
The contract should state where the money's going to be spent because contracts are supposed to be airtight and they're supposed to follow what the contract says, and it says various locations throughout Ulster County.
Anybody else like to speak to the issue?
Nope.
Okay. Let's take a vote on it. All in favor?
Aye.
No.
Any opposed? Carl?
Me.
No. Okay. All but Carl.
413, 414.
There's 411.
415, 416, 417. So 413, 414, 415, 416, and 417.
Okay, go ahead.
One moment. Yes, going back to 412, could we get a list of those locations where the money's going to be spent?
The contract does specify the town of Sorgatys for one, and then the other program does say various locations. And like I said, this does say licensed by New York State. So this is a contract that was vetted through New York State.
Okay.
I can try to find out more information for you and get back to you next week.
Thank you.
Sure.
So 413, 414, 415, 416, 417.
Okay. Do we get a motion to bundle 413 through 417?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have Mary Beth and we have Mr. Vallone.
Vote on the bundle.
Where? Yeah. Where is it?
413 through 417. All in favor of bundling that group?
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes.
Now
on the resolution.
Thank you. I love you. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry.
All in favor of the resolution?
Move it.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes you now.
You found your groove thing.
Yeah, I'll get there sooner.
Your groove and
I've got one department, 418.
Legislator Maloney, I heard you move 418. Did you move 418? I thought I heard you move 418.
Gateway Office for the Aging, absolutely.
A second.
I thought Legislator Mayo did, right? I thought you second on 418.
Sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay, anybody want to speak to the issue? All in favor of 418, so signify.
Aye.
Hold on a second.
We need a paper
cut down. Yeah, they're going with Sophus.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, 418. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passed unanimous.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you want to do next?
419. I thought Mr. Allen said he'd move 419. Right, Mr. Allen? Was that correct in saying that you moved 419?
Are we not bundling anymore?
Not on this one. It's a separate.
It's by
itself.
We have about four left.
Okay, who's moving it? I'm sorry.
Chris, and I'm seconding it.
Okay.
Sure.
Anybody want to talk to the issue? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
20 to 27.
Yeah. Nope.
20
and
21. Oh. That's
also. Two.
All right.
And the bundle of 20 and
21.
So bundle
20 and 21.
I'll second the bundle.
Okay, second the bundle. Now on the resolution.
No.
No, vote on the bundle.
That's
right. All in favor of bundle.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
On the resolution.
I'll move the resolution.
Yeah, I tried to go too fast.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Wait.
Which
one? I'm losing all kinds of forms.
Yeah, papers.
I have trouble talking, but I have trouble handling. Okay, resolution passes.
Okay, so now we're going to do 422, 423, 424, and 425.
So bundle.
I'll second the bundle.
Okay.
On the bundle.
Up through 425.
On the bundle.
I was just talking here just for a second to see if it has any impact.
Okay. Nope.
Bundle's fine. Bundle's fine. Okay, on the bundle. Everybody in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
422 to what?
422 through 425, I believe. Turn the page. Through 425.
Yeah, 425 I'd like to exclude on the bundle.
You have to make a motion.
So 422 to 424.
Okay.
Yes. I'll move it.
What are you doing?
Two.
Yeah, only
the
424.
Okay. Can we remove everybody? Okay. Tabled. Let's move it from 422 to 424.
So 425.
Second.
425.
Carl wants to vote. 425.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My bad.
There you go.
425.
Thank you.
Carl wants to vote on 425.
Okay. So it's 423 and 424.
Okay. Okay. All in favor of the bundle, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Bundle passes.
Right. On the resolution.
On the resolution. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution passes. On 425.
I'll move it. Second.
Carl seconds. Who moved it?
TJ.
TJ moved it. Want to speak to the issue?
Yes. I was at the committee meeting, and, you know, I whenever I see anything that we're going to spend more money on, so this is a contract amendment for our Lotus Notes package, sort of. Sylvia explained to me that we are going to move to a new email system next year and that this money is going to be used to migrate the Lotus Notes email system to the new system. And I think that's a great idea, although I think it's a year late because I thought that we were going to work on this year. So we're behind another year on moving off of a very expensive email system. But I just wanted to let everybody know, and $15,000, thank you to Local Law Number 4 of 2015, Ken Rock and I. We would never have seen this contract if that local law was not passed last month or 2 months ago. Pat my back. Thank you.
Okay, all in favor of 425?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Passes unanimously.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. I've been advised by the clerk of the legislature that 426 is the committee of origin should be laws and rules. So if we could table this until laws and rules has had an opportunity to vet it,
we
have a motion to do that.
Okay, can we have a motion to take 426 and send it to laws and rules for approval?
So to table it.
Table it now.
Table.
Second.
Second,
yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay,
it's moved.
Hold on.
Table. So next, okay, 427.
Can we bundle?
427, 428, 429, 430 through 430. So 27, 28, 29.
No bundle.
Second?
Second.
TJ? On the bundle, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimous.
I'll move the resolutions.
Second.
Got to be a little quicker.
Team effort.
TJ and Mary Beth. All in favor, say aye.
All right.
Opposed? Bundle passes.
431 is the same way.
John, 423.
John.
423, you're a yes.
430, yes.
Asset Works LLC, info serve.
Okay, 431 by itself.
Are you a yes?
Yes.
Okay, can we have somebody move?
I'll move it.
Resolution 431.
Move it.
DJ, I have a second. Second is Chris. Anybody like to speak to the issue? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimous.
Okay, 432 is on its own as well.
This is a resolution.
432, anybody want to move it?
Move it.
TJ,
second.
Chris.
Almost.
Anybody want to talk to the issue? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimous.
Yeah, the rest of them are regular resolutions. So.
Okay. 433. Capital Project Number 336. Anybody want to move it?
Move it.
TJ. Second, Mary Beth. Anybody want to talk to the issue? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Say no. Passes unanimous. 435. Any Capital Project Number 445. Anybody want to move it?
Move it.
Second.
There's a race going on.
Yeah.
TJ and Mary Beth. Anybody want to speak to the issue? All in favor say aye.
435.
Lake Mills Road.
435.
Mm-hmm.
Long time coming. You can fish from the middle of the road, actually.
Just drop down in the road?
Hmm?
Down through the road? What happens if you catch a big fish, though?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Passes
unanimous. Resolution 437. Mending Capital Project Number 456.
Second.
TJ and Mary Beth. Anybody want to speak to the issue?
What is that?
The lighting.
The lighting.
It's the LED lighting for the.
This is new lighting.
That is. Yeah. It's LED. Save his energy costs.
And we're bonding how much,
Mr. Chairman? John, we probably, when all said and done, I won't go out to bond this amount of money. I'll do a short term, with my short term bands, I'll just pay it off.
So you probably want to
for that amount of money.
But you probably want to hold off till next week. The original committee hasn't passed,
so
we're going to be consistent.
Right. Yep. Okay, on this one, I'm going to ask that we hold off till next week.
Which one? 437?
437, since what committee was it?
Environment.
Public Works hasn't passed it yet?
Environment hasn't passed it either.
Wait.
Did it go to environment as well?
Yes.
Well, in a half hour.
Well, we need both.
Yeah.
So we'll hold it off till next week.
Motion.
Do I have a motion to move it till next week? DJ, second.
A 7-day delay.
Mary Beth, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, move till next week.
That's what Public Works wants to know. But Amanda is coming.
Resolution 439. Appropriating funds from advertising on buses.
So moved.
Mary Beth. Second, Chris Allen.
Discussion.
Anybody want to talk to it?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Last week or 2 weeks ago, this came through, and we just asked someone to come and explain how exactly we got the $8,700 when they shrink wrap the bus. Is it for a month, 6 months? Just how it all worked. We just saw a number, and we just wanted to understand how it worked.
Has it happened?
No. I haven't seen any.
Bert, do you have anything you know about on this? You want the committee's...
I don't want to see it held up because it's money coming in.
I understand.
Just...
Do we want to hold it off till next week?
No, let's not hold
it
off. But if we could just get an explanation, tell us how... When someone buys the advertising, how long is the term? How much does it cost?
Sure, I can get that info.
That's
okay.
All.
I'll get that.
Okay.
I'll get that for next week.
Okay. Okay, so we have the resolution on the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah, passes unanimous, and we'd appreciate it if you can get us that information.
Yeah, we'll do.
We have one more?
443 and then Texas.
Okay. 443, approving Ulster County 2016 Stop DWI program.
Second.
Mary Beth, PJ, anybody want to speak to the issue? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. We'll go back to the beginning. Resolution 325.
I'll move it.
TJ moved it. Need a second.
Second.
Second by Mary Beth. Anybody want to speak to the issue? Hector, any questions on the issue?
You guys, later. Just for you, I'll make one. Out of microbeats.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
You know, the last time we had a meeting, you gave me a list of the names, the brands of what these products were used in. I haven't gotten it. The list of the brands.
Right there.
The list. Okay. Number two, I was told that I'd like to add these to any resolution so the people in the county know what they're not going to be allowed to use anymore. Number two, we're told that the processing plants, sewer treatment plants can't process this. Then I did get something in the mail that said 24-27% of them can. And I'm wondering why the other ones can't, and they can, or because last time we were here, we were told that the plants can't filter them out. They can't process it. It appears that they can. And I think before we pass anything for a public hearing, we ought to have answers to these things. And I'd like to have, whether it be IPANA or Colgate or whatever it is, listed as part of the resolution that no longer can be sold in Ulster County. Not just this amorphous thing of beets. So, I'm a no.
To the point of adding specific items, I did get a list, so I thought it was circulated to everyone, of examples of products that use the microbeets. But similar to other legislation we passed, one reason not to be hyper-specific is the list of products that has microbeads in it is bound to change. And in fact, something called Colgate X might pull microbeads from that product line, and then if that's listed in the law by name, it's easier to say that anything containing the prohibited product is covered. I mean, that just strikes me as a straightforward approach. We've done that with other things.
Yes.
If I could just, to that point, I mean, I don't think that necessarily there needs to be a comprehensive listing in the local law of products, but as best as we could ascertain what has microbeads and what doesn't, there could be a provision in the law for noticing of, on the county website, on a page of the county website or something like that. So they're not listed in the law, so we wouldn't have to amend the law, but people could still have an idea educationally of where they are.
That sounds great. I mean, that sounds like a great idea to me. It's just that aspect of listing it in the law as a conclusive list.
Carl?
I just, going over the list, the one ingredient that makes it microbeads is is it polyethylene? What is it? Polyethylene? Whatever polyethylene?
Yeah.
Right, and all the products have polyethylene. So if you just wanted to expand to tell the voters that any product with polyethylene would be,
I'm not opposed, obviously, you have a listing on the county website or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like
that.
Assuming
it's plastic, right?
Yeah.
In the interest of trying to get as much information as we can, we have a guest today of Kate Hudson, who happens to be here, and that's her specialty, I understand. So, do you have anything you'd like to say about this?
I just wanted to respond to the question about treatment. It is true that there are a few treatment plants in New York State that have a filtering system fine enough to be able to filter out microbeads. None of those are in Ulster County. They're pretty much in major cities. They're very expensive, and the operators of sewage treatment plants are very concerned that people are going to think the solution to the problem is to require upgrades to those municipal sewage treatment plants, which would be incredibly expensive to do. And I think they agree with the, there are now five counties. Albany passed their county ban last night unanimously, full bipartisan support. So there are now five counties that have passed bans. And this is very strongly supported by the sewage treatment plant operators and municipal officials who are concerned about the added expense of upgrades to their filtering systems. There are a number of different kinds of ethylenes that constitute the microbeads, which are described very specifically as plastic beads of 5 millimeters or less. And they're basically the same plastic that you have in your garbage bags are going into these products. And in many cases, for decorative reasons. The reason why microbeads are in toothpaste is to have nice little blue specks in them. And we have heard that dental hygienists are finding them in their patients' gums. So this is clearly not something that is a benefit to human beings at all. It certainly isn't a benefit to the environment. And it is a completely preventable and unnecessary source of plastic pollution. And I'm happy to answer any other questions that people might have about
that. Yeah, I do. You know, for most things is testing. There are acceptable levels and unacceptable levels. Chloroform, radon, all sorts of things. What levels of testing are acceptable and unacceptable for statewide standards on this?
I think the idea is to stop the flow of plastic waste into our waterways. And since these cannot be filtered out by our treatment plants, the way in which to stop this flow of plastic waste, which the Attorney General's office has estimated as 19 tons of plastic microbeads are going into our waterways every year in New York, should just be stopped. It's completely unnecessary and avoidable. There should be a phase-out period, which I think is built into the law that's proposed. But the idea is that there is no good reason to put this plastic waste into our waterways. It doesn't benefit anybody.
Okay. Anybody have any other questions?
Well, I do have another one. It says it shall be unlawful for any person to sell, offer, or expose for sale, give, or furnish any personal care product containing microbeads. I mean, I get visitors at my house. There's people that come into town. I mean, it'd be unlawful for any person to sell, offer, or expose for sale, slash, give. I mean, you know, there's an awful lot of folks in this community that don't have water treatment facilities.
Right.
They have sewer systems.
Septic systems.
And I eat pretty good. I don't eat plastic myself. But it just seems to me that we're rushing this and wanting to put a local law out that doesn't have everything itemized. And that's my problem right now, is that nobody's telling me, well, they don't really test it, so you don't know if it's 1 part per billion or 14 parts per billion, but we don't want any. I was told last time that the sewer treatment facilities cannot filter them out. Now they can if they're the right kind of sewer treatment facility. 24% of them are good enough. That means 75% of them aren't, but why?
None of them are in Ulster County. There is no sewage treatment plant in Ulster County that
can... Let me ask you a question. What kind of percentages of the effluent from the treatment plants in Ulster County contain these products?
I cannot answer that question. What was sampled was the receiving waters, and there is our microbeads in the Hudson River and other tributaries that are receiving microbeads. And by the way, I would point out, to the extent of drinking water, and there is some drinking water that comes out of the Hudson River, our drinking water comes out of the Hudson, they do not have the capacity to filter out these microbeads either.
But what is the
percentage
in there?
So we could be recycling
in the effluent. What percentage? 1 part per billion? 1 part per million? There should be something that tells you.
There is a study that the Attorney General's office conducted. This is the report. I'd be happy to email it to you, and it has estimates in it with respect to the amount of microbeads that are in the Great Lakes, for instance. And of the 5 counties that have passed bans, 3 of them are Great Lakes counties, Erie, Chautauqua, and Chattaraugus. They are very, very concerned about the level of microbeads in the Great Lakes, and we have a similar problem here in the Hudson Valley.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to the issue? Hector.
Mr. Maloney has an amendment, I think.
I'm sorry. Mr. Maloney, sir.
One other question I think we should find out, and we can find it out through real property, is if we ask how many parcels in Ulster County are actually serviced by a municipal sewer system. and I think you're going to find it's a very, very small percentage of the total parcels. Most, I would say 90% of the parcels are have private septic systems throughout this county. Also, I'd like to offer a friendly amendment on page 2, section 3, prohibition. Just, it shall be unlawful for any person to sell, comma, offer, comma, or expose for sale any personal care product that contains mercury, striking, give, or furnish within the county of Ulster.
Yes.
What do you want to do with that?
Use the leaving out.
Just striking, give, or furnish.
Well, my
so it would read, it shall be unlawful for any person to sell, offer, or expose for sale any personal care product that contains microfine. Right.
What would you do about people that shop in other counties adjacent to us that don't have this law? And you bring them back for their friends?
At that point, it is what it is. I mean,
I understand, but that's why I think that's in there.
Right.
Hector.
As one of the sponsors, I'm okay with that.
Okay, so we have.
I don't hear a second.
I'll second the amendment.
I'll second the amendment.
Just wondered if we.
Okay, there's an amendment on the floor and it's seconded. Anybody want to talk to the amendment?
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I know that you changed this section since the last time too, because I think it even said something like it was unlawful to possess.
No.
So you, no.
If I could just shed some light, the last change that was made was that a person does not include the store clerk.
Yeah.
That was the change that
and
was
that
made.
Was a while ago.
Yeah.
That was actually before I ever got here.
Yeah.
Okay, for this before we vote on this, it would have to go through Hector and P. Lawrence committee.
As sponsors.
I can speak for Legislative Lauren. Legislative Green is right here, and I'm speaking for myself.
Okay, so you guys okay with it? Okay.
I don't use any of this stuff.
Anybody else want to speak to the issue?
Come on.
All right, we have an amendment on the table. Nobody else? Okay,
I'll second the amendment.
It's already been.
Sorry.
Carl seconded it. Thank you.
We have to vote on the amendment.
No, I did.
On the amendment, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. On the resolution, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Heard.
Sean's opposed.
I like.
Passed unanimously with, not unanimously, minus one. Sean.
Yes, sir. Like to say I'm opposed because I'm not getting the information.
Okay.
Today I'm getting some stuff handed to me that I asked for 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Fine. Jim,
could you please make sure that whatever information you have, you can electronically send.
Pre-amendment.
John, you want to give her the email to make sure you get it?
Because I never thought about that.
Okay, the minutes.
I guarantee you 90% of the we'll find that out. You're running my office.
Rule of minutes at 10:14 and 10:20. You still don't want microbeads in your yard.
We have the minutes for 10:14 and 10:20. Anybody want to approve?
Make a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Carl and Chris Allen. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Minutes are passed.
Thank you. You've got new business, old business, and a motion to adjourn.
Isn't there two sets of minutes?
Yep. They're both moved.
Oh, you did them both at the same time?
Yep.
Sorry. Bundles of minutes. Do
you have any new business?
No.
Any new business?
All this is Kenny.
Nothing listed. Any old business? Nothing listed.
Okay, I just have for Don, if he could just, after talking with Richard, by the end of the week, firm up the budget schedule next week.
Okay, well then.
Thank you.
Oh, also, isn't there the contract agencies that are requesting amendments? There's going to be meetings held by this committee.
That's what we're talking about.
That's next week.
That's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I got to firm it up.
I'll try to get everything solved by Friday.
That's Monday, the appeals.
Tuesday and Wednesday, now we're thinking just maybe doing Tuesday.
Okay.
Because we're already here anyway.
Right. Fine.
I'll try to get everything done.
Okay, can I get a motion to adjourn?
We're going to try to just
second.
Second.
Need a second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. He's got a lot of signing to do.
Thank you all.
Jim, I'll get you that part.
Thank you.